Could you get one, you know, that was kind of square like that, and shallow, had a handle, and had legs like that, and had a plug that plugged into the walls, maybe here.
Okay.
You know, and it was like a little pan, you know. You ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, that's called a pressure cooker.
Okay, have you ever seen one that was electric?
Yeah.
Okay. How about these real new things that you see on TV every now and then, the ovens that you can...
No.
Okay. Is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood around here where you live? You know, coin-operated. Have you ever seen those laundries? You go in and... put 35 cents, 40 cents in the machine and wash your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those?
A washer. Washing machine.
The place. What do you call the place?
A wash house.
A wash house. Okay. You ever call anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, what would you call a place in your house? Maybe sometimes they're kept in the bathroom. It's a little bin or a basket of some kind. And it's got a lid on it. And you put dirty clothes in it.
A pamper.
Okay. Would it be a... No, what'd you call it again?
A pamper.
Okay. Do you have one in your house?
Uh-huh.
And, all right, how about, if it didn't have a lid, would it still be a pamper? Is it a pamper or a hamper?
Pamper.
Okay. If it didn't have a lid on it, would it still be a pamper? Like, if it was just a thing that was open? Does it have to have a lid on it? In other words, to be a pamper?
Yeah. In a way, if it doesn't have a top on it, it'll be a dirty clothes basket.
Okay. Okay. What's the thing that you, electric thing that you use to sweep the floor with?
A vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And there's two kinds of vacuum cleaners. There's the canister, you know? And, calm down. Alright. And then there's the type that's got like a... You know, a handle. You know, with a bag on the back of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, the older kind?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what would you call that bag?
Probably call it a dust bag.
Okay. What would you call the bag inside of the canister? You know, the little paper bag that you have to put inside?
A garbage bag.
For the vacuum? Okay. Alright, what would you mop a floor with? Kitchen floor or bathroom floor?
A mop.
Okay, and what would you put the water in?
A bucket.
Okay, what would the bucket probably be made out of?
It would be a plastic bucket.
Okay, would you ever call it anything else besides a bucket?
No.
Pail or?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen machines that some people have at their houses for reducing the bulk of garbage and they put crap,
Yeah.
And just, what do they call it?
Garbage disposal.
All right, this has a drawer, and they put stuff in it, and
you crush it.
It crushes them, you know?
And garbage is spilled.
Okay. And, what do you call the guy, like, when somebody dies, where do they take him?
The mall.
Okay. And what do you call the private service, what do you call the guy that takes care of the body after? You know, the guy that you pay to take care of the services, what do you call him?
I don't know him.
Okay, well, years ago, you know, when towns, like on TV sometimes, you see, when they only had one guy in town, they'd say, take him to the, and like if a guy died, they'd say, take him down to the hoop. What they used to call that guy?
I don't know.
Okay. You mentioned a hearse earlier, you know, like a, what's a hearse? When you remember when I was talking about, you thought about station wagon?